You referred to other approaches. What other approaches do people do in practice? And what are some of the research issues out there?
Well, the chemotherapy-only approach has also been used in a large randomized trial, the RAPID trial from Great Britain, where patients with stage 1 and 2A, not B, favorable, received 3 cycles of ABVD and underwent PET-CT. Patients who were PET positive, which was about 25%, received an additional cycle of ABVD and involved field radiation therapy, while those who were PET negative after 3 cycles were randomized to no further treatment or to receive radiation therapy. In that trial, there was a slightly higher relapse rate for the patients who just received chemotherapy without the radiation therapy. However, in the intent to treat analysis, which was a primary endpoint, there was no statistical difference. So again, that's another study that I think supports the use of chemotherapy only in these patients. So the other approach is combined modalities, chemotherapy and radiation therapy. And I think the standard would probably be 2 cycles of ABVD and involved field radiation therapy. And this was for early stage favorable in the German Hodgkin study group HD10 trial. So the issue is there is undisputably a 5 to 10% higher relapse rate for patients who are just treated with chemotherapy. So the issue is whether you radiate everybody to get that 5 to 10% better progression-free survival, or whether you accept that approximately 90% of patients won't require the radiation therapy, avoiding the risks, and can be effectively salvaged, sometimes even just with radiation therapy, not necessarily requiring a transplant. And so that is kind of the dispute, I think, that is current in early stage Hodgkin lymphoma. I just would add that the Europeans conducted a randomized trial of the risk-adapted approach using interim PET, chemotherapy only for PET negative, BICOP, and radiation therapy for PET positive, versus standard arm was combined modality treatment, ABVD plus radiation therapy. Unfortunately, that trial did not meet its primary endpoint because of a stopping rule which mandated that they stop it after a certain number of relapses. So as a result, the trial was stopped at a median time of about a year at a time when the risk-adapted arm with PET scanning had a PFS of 95%. So I think that was a problem with that trial, so they couldn't really meet their primary endpoint. However, they did publish longer-term follow-up of the patients who were treated on the trial, and their results, basically for PET-negative patients, all patients got interim PET. In the standard arm, they were treated with radiation therapy anyway. So the PFS for the patients in the standard arm was about 12% better than in the PET-adapted arm, which is very similar to our 91%. So again, they concluded that everybody should get radiation therapy, and we conclude that 10% is okay and you can salvage these patients and avoid risks in the majority. So that's kind of the issue now in early stage Hodgkin lymphoma, and there are differences of opinion.